Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, spring breaks have changed a little bit for me. No more going out week-long vacation. Instead, it's trying to figure out how to keep my kids busy for the next 2 weeks. Carter's spring break is 2 weeks long.
Wait, I thought spring break was only a week.
Most schools are a week because Colt has a week off at his school. But for Carter, it's 2 weeks, which means my kids are going to be bouncing off the walls and I have not planned anything. I feel like spring break always just sneaks up on me.
Yeah, and now it's there. Now you've got to plan something for 2 weeks. That's unbelievable. We'll start thinking. Can you Disneyland? I don't know. Or is it a lot of baseball?
Well, we are going to go to Disneyland one day next week, but baseball's even takes the week off for spring break. So we don't even have that going
on. Can't even occupy that with that.
When it rolls around, though, I'm like, man, I always forget about it. I should take some time off to be home and do things or take them out somewhere, and I just wait till the last minute. I'm like, well, I can't ask for time off now.
Is spring break for you always been staying home like and just doing stuff, or did you used to go on vacation?
When I was younger?
No, with
Carter?
With your family, yeah.
No. It always sneaks up on me. So the last couple of years, I have not planned anything. So I'm already in panic mode trying to figure out, well, okay, what are some things we could do? Like even when I get off work, because he'll already be home.
Oh, it's starting like now, today.
Today's the last day of school, and then they go on spring break. So I need some ideas. What are you doing for spring break? Are you a better parent than me? Did you already plan something?
Stop that.
Maybe are you heading out? I know even Carter's teacher headed out a couple days ago, and they're taking a long vacation.
Wow. So this is perfect for you. You can get ideas from the people in the IE. Help Kelly out. 888-431-3764. Text or give us a call.
Yeah, is this going to help me out, or is it going to make me jealous and have FOMO? Who's still out there doing spring break right?
So spring break has just appeared out of nowhere for you, and your son has 2 weeks off.
It always does. It sneaks up on me. I don't have anything planned. And so I'm already starting to kind of freak out about how I'm going to keep them busy.
Well, the 714 here says, I don't know if you like camping either, Kelly, but if you do, you can go to Huntington Beach and camp for the weekend.
That has been one of our family like goals, is to get an RV. And I told my husband, I said, it's happening this year. And Huntington is one of the reasons why I want to get an RV. Just go down and camp at the beach.
So you do camp. That seems like it'd be a lot of fun as a family.
Yeah, definitely. Alex in Victorville, what are you doing for spring break?
Hey, my nieces and nephews are out, so they're always at my house. I take them to Calico Ghost Town.
You know, I have never been there before, but I've heard that is really, really cool.
Yeah, it is. And then they love rock hounding, so I just take them out and they just walk around, pick up rocks, and then we put them in a tumbler, and they just have a great time.
So what else can you do at Calico Ghost Town?
They have where you can explore. There's a mine shaft that they have that they take you in, and you could see the whole mine shaft. And they have the town. They have the schoolhouse. All that stuff. It's really nice.
Okay. That sounds like fun. That sounds like something my boys would definitely be into.
It's something I'd like to do by myself as well. I love history like that. Old, deserted, western towns.
Just go walk around.
And just go check it out.
951 says, I want a cabin getaway, so I'll be staying there up in Idlewild for a couple of days during spring break.
Jealous.
That's awesome.
Very jealous. Congrats. The one good thing about you not having plans yet, you are in Southern California.
Yeah, there
is. We're not short of things to do here.
A lot to do around here. What are your plans for spring break? What are you doing? Call or text us. 888-431-3764. I'm trying to find somewhere to take my boys for the next 2 weeks because spring break has started and I had total mommy fail. I don't have anything planned.
It's not mommy fail. Everything's just come up on us really, really quick. What about Knott's Berry Farm? A lot of people were saying that. Or it's the Boysenberry Festival going on there.
You know what? The boys do love Knott's Berry Farm. And Boysenberry Festival, they have a great Boysenberry beer.
Yes.
So it's fun for them and mommy. So that might be a good option.
Put that one day. See, we're ticking off the day slowly here. We're getting there.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
Kelly, I'm calling from Parker, Arizona. It's Joyce.
You're in Parker?
Yep. My sister-in-law, Toby. Joyce, it's going to be beautiful weather. We're in shorts and tank top. I got here after a 6-hour drive, and it rained all night.
Parker is my happy place. Where are you staying at?
We're in my brother's RV in Blue Water. I did win $300 last night at Blue Water.
That's a casino out there, guy.
Yes, don't tell me that.
Another great place, Parker. Go out there and there's something for the kids and for mommy.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, we're ticking them off here. You're getting a place where adults can go and your kids can remain happy. So it works.
I love this. 951 says, when my boys were younger, we'd take them camping at Newport Dunes. They have activities that are set up for them, like Easter egg hunts on the beach. Every day there was something new for them to do.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. 951, listen to her spring break. I'm sending my daughter to Hawaii for 3 weeks to celebrate her 16th birthday with her sister.
What?
Who is in the military. And my 12-year-old son will be at an Airbnb for a week with his friends, Disney and Universal.
Do you want to adopt me and my children?
I'm here.
Right?
People still say I act like a child.
Wow. Okay, if you are looking for something to do spring break, next Friday night, Kimberly Perry, formerly of the band Perry, going to be out at the Yucaipa Performing Arts Center. That's going to be a fun night out. Bring the entire family. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com.